Connie and the Water Babies, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Bernard Cribbins.
We're going swimming, Connie sang happily.
Shh, said Dad, you'll wake the babies.
Connie clapped her hand over her mouth, giggling. She certainly didn't want to wake her little brother and sister. They were called Claire and Charles, and they were twins. They were both bald, with beady blue eyes, big tummies, and bendy legs. Connie's Gran said they were the most beautiful babies in the whole world. Connie thought Gran had gone a bit crackers. The twins looked terrible. Their behaviour wasn't up to much either. They cried a lot during the day. They cried a lot during the night, too.
Little monsters, said Dad, yawning. They just wouldn't stop crying last night.
Tut, tut, said Connie, shaking her head at the silly twins. They won't be able to go swimming for years and years, will they, Dad? It seemed like years and years since Connie and Dad had gone swimming. Dad had been promising to take her for ages, but since the twins were born, he was always too tired. Next Sunday, he always said. But now, this Sunday, he was really taking her.
I love, love, love going swimming, said Connie.
She made impressive sweeping movements with her arms, swimming through thin air.
Look, Dad, I can remember how to do it, said Connie.
She swam right out of the house, tiptoeing down the stairs and along the hall. Dad closed the front door very gently behind them. He put his ear to the door and listened. Silence. The twins are still asleep. And so is Mum. Lucky Mum.
Lucky us, said Connie. We're going swimming.
Lucky us, said Dad. But he didn't sound as if he meant it. Connie practiced her swimming strokes in the back of the car.
Hey, stop kicking my seat, said Dad. I'm doing my leg movements, said Connie, like a little frog, just the way you showed me, Dad. I'm going to swim right up and down the little pool. You just wait and see.
Without keeping one foot on the bottom all the time, said Dad, grinning.
Cheek, said Connie.